Hello, my name is Mike Jaffe, and I'm a candidate for councilperson in the upcoming Town of Poetry election. I've called Poetry home for 22 years now. My wife Sue and I raised our two now-grown sons here. Both of them attended Poetry Community Christian School, a school that we and many others in the community helped build and grow. Sue and I attend and serve Poetry Baptist Church, and I'm a graduate of Texas A&M. Go Aggies! Before I retired, I was a telecom executive and commuted to somewhere in Dallas on a daily basis. For many years, my commute also included travel around the world. It didn't matter whether I was sitting in my office in Dallas or my office in London or somewhere else in the world, I was always thinking about getting back to poetry. It's my happy place and has been for a long time now. In fact, I tell people all the time that I know it's not going to be a good day when I have to cross the lake, Ray Hubbard, to run an errand into Dallas. I like being at home in poetry. My greatest qualification for the role of councilperson is that I love poetry. It's my home. It's where my friends live. It's my community. And if elected, I commit to doing my absolute best to protect the things about poetry that we all value. In a perfect world, we wouldn't be here talking about an election. We would simply be getting on with our lives here in poetry. But the world moves on around us whether we like it or not, and the days of poetry continuing to be its own community were numbered. And so the arguments were made for and against, and then we voted. And a majority of those voting chose incorporation, which brings us to today and the need for an election for council and mayor. I believe this is where the challenges and opportunities begin. Let me pause here briefly to acknowledge the citizens of poetry who weren't in favor of incorporation. We're in this together, and your voices are important too. If elected, I will do my best to represent everyone who lives in the town of poetry. Before the incorporation vote, while discussing the topic with my friends and neighbors, I was reminded in a very real way that we have a wide range of ideas and beliefs when it comes to how we might protect and preserve poetry. We have an interesting journey in front of us. I believe that the two ends of the spectrum are landowner rights and community interest, whatever that means. They're not mutually exclusive, but they do conflict in a number of ways. What seems like an obvious thing for the town to regulate or manage, in your opinion, may actually trample all over your neighbor's belief system. We each moved here for different reasons. We like our independence. Most of us don't want someone else telling us what we can and can't do. Our mayor and council have their work cut out for them, and we'll have to walk this path carefully and thoughtfully. Like many of my running mates, I want to do what's best to protect and preserve poetry. I don't have a detailed list of things that need to get accomplished, but if I had to give you a guiding principle to capture my approach, it would be to keep poetry poetry. I don't want it to be Fate or Heath or Royce City or like any other town for that matter. I want it to be poetry. We have a few things we are required to do by state law. I don't know what they all are, but I will. Everything after that is completely in our hands. I believe I have the passion, experience, and wisdom to succeed as your council person. And I thank you in advance for your vote and support.